He was massively passionate about slavery. And of course, sitting around him in the House of Commons were aristocrats, you know, who had fortunes made out of the slave trade. He refused to go to America. He refused to shake the hand of the American ambassador because he said, "Sir, you come from a state that allows slavery." And his big thing when he spoke out against slavery wasn't what a lot of the others stressed, which was the damage that was done to the souls of those white people who indulged in slavery. What O'Connell talked about was the black mother in slavery who was producing children who were going to be sold into slavery as chattels, and the despair that she must feel. You know, he was extraordinary. And when it came to the repeal movement and the involvement of the Young Irelanders, who wanted a more aggressive approach on appeal, didn't want Daniel's peaceful approach, wanted to really go for it. And O'Connell said, "No, we don't do it this way." And they said to him, and you're spending too much time on this slavery issue. And what's more, you're alienating a lot of our support and our funding in America because so many Irish Americans are involved in slave states and slavery." And O'Connell said, "Well, tough. It's blood money, you know. Yeah. We can do without it, thank you very much."